is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The presidential campaigns target Texas today, and one leans on star power.
Vice President Harris rallying for abortion rights in a state with one of the strictest abortion bans in the nation. She's hoping Beyonce can help.
She's a very talented artist, but I don't really care about her political opinions.
If she's supporting Kamala, then I think that's a good thing.
I'm going to go with my kids and grandkids.
Former President Donald Trump heading to Austin, expected to talk about border security and immigration with podcasting giant Joe Rogan.
Getting exposure to that audience might help him a little bit on the margins.
People are persuaded that way.
Probably a better idea than running around with Beyonce.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
More than a dozen former Trump administration officials, all Republicans, have signed a letter supporting comments made this week by former Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly. He said Trump, while in office, praised Hitler and said Trump would govern like a dictator if elected again. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us election officials in Colorado say they've stopped an effort to fraudulently cast votes by using a batch of at least a dozen stolen mail-in ballots.
The scheme was discovered by the state's voter signature verification process. When election officials reached out to a group of voters because the signatures didn't match, the voters told them they hadn't voted. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
The team in Mesa County is re-examining every ballot return envelope that has been received at this point.
She wouldn't say if anyone's been arrested or if any suspects have been identified.
Overseas, Israeli troops targeted a hospital in northern Gaza, as we hear from Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein.
Israeli forces stormed a Hamas-run hospital in northern Gaza and stationed forces outside. A doctor told the Reuters news agency that when the Israeli army retreated, the World Health Organization evacuated dozens of patients.
Success for SpaceX as three Americans and a Russian returned from the space station.
On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
But after splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico, the four were taken to a medical facility. NASA says it was precautionary, but has given no further details. A sign of some progress in storm-battered western North Carolina, as we hear from CBS's Jim Krasula.
The water system is up and running again in the Asheville area, nearly a month after Hurricane Helene ravaged western North Carolina. While the water can be used to bathe and flush toilets, it's still not safe to drink, and no one knows when that will change.
Tonight is Game 1 of baseball's World Series. The National League champion L.A. Dodgers hosting the AL pennant-winning New York Yankees. Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 119 points. The S&P is up 45. NASDAQ up 250. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Buying things in Racine County will soon cost a little more. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax to address financial challenges. The tax, effective in April, will likely generate $20 million annually. The driver that crashed into a vacant Racine home yesterday was injured but is expected to be okay. Police say that driver was likely speeding when he crashed into the home near 16th and Memorial. The crash led to a massive fire. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff held a get-out-the-vote rally in Kenosha last night.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Campaigning continues in Wisconsin with J.D. Vance in Racine at Memorial Hall Monday. Former President Trump is in Green Bay next week. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala has endorsed Peter Barca for Wisconsin's first congressional district race. Barca, a former state representative and state revenue secretary, is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Brian Stile. A $300 million budget proposal for student nutrition will be unveiled in Kenosha today. The initiative aims to address hunger among Wisconsin high school students, with 25% recently reporting food insecurity at home. And Wisconsin election officials are still facing challenges. The issue is with slow printing times for absentee ballot envelope labels. The State Elections Commission has recommended that local clerks handwrite voter information as a temporary solution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant. Highway 11, it's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
All right, and Ray's going to be in the studio here on WRJN to announce the winner of the record player for Artist of Record Contest. That's just minutes away here on WRJN.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend, into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. Something from the Beatles, which turned out to be the tune Something. Oh my goodness. I am so excited. I've got a couple of good looking men in here with me. Ray from Time and Again Music and More. Is that correct? Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Still got my coffee.
We sound like us. You know, I can make you pot.
No, that's okay.
Because I know at 11 o'clock, we're all about the pots of coffee here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at least me. Rich LoCascio.
I don't drink coffee, Cindy.
I know. You're a real killjoy. But anyway, good to have you guys here.
Yeah.
And you guys can only be here for one thing, and that is we are going to give away a real-life record player.
Yes.
So those of you who won your albums all this month with our Artist of Record, you are now, one of you are going to win that record player. And you know who's gonna tell us the winner? Well, that would be Ray.
I guess that's me.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was waiting for Ray to say that's
me.
You know, it's good to have you. You know, I got half a marshmallow square if you want to split it with me. I was thinking about saving it for you. All right. Well, it's really good. It goes good with coffee, and it goes good with record player winners.
I've had people coming in the store asking me, oh, where's the record player?
Oh, yeah. And then you go, oh, I don't have it.
No, I said, that wasn't up to me.
All righty. No, we'd put it in there, but we're going to have whoever wins that record player, we're going to have that all here for you on Monday. And the reason I say Monday is because on Monday, this radio station is going to have a real live receptionist. And that way we don't have to wait for somebody just pounding on the door. Let me in. You know, we'll have somebody will actually open the door and hand you the record player. So, Ray.
Beautiful.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
All righty. So, well, before we do this, Rich LoCascio,
yes.
Tell them how you determined the winner.
So what we did was we took the 20 winners of the Artists of Record. We put them onto a spinning wheel, and we spun the wheel, and we chose a winner just from the spin of that wheel. So, Ray?
It's right. Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel, yeah.
5% chance that you'd win. So.
Well, yeah. Well, the problem with Wheel of Fortune in Las Vegas, that you can barely win on that machine.
Well, I mean, with this wheel, there's no bankrupt.
Yeah, okay.
There's no lose a turn. There's no shenanigans. Yeah, right.
Well, I was telling Cindy, we've had a lot of folks coming in from even around the area that did not win. And they are, they come in the store going, oh, we heard you on the radio, which has been cool. Fantastic. And
you're just like your ad, too. You're just awesome. And you're just like an encyclopedia of information on albums.
I know a little bit about some music.
There you go.
Being honest.
The ones that I like, I know quite a bit about.
But, okay, today's winner of the record player for the month of October is... yes, we do drum roll. Steve Hansen.
Oh, yes.
And he is out of where? I don't know if he's, do you know where he's from?
Well, he's
from the area. He's listening to WRJN, so he's got to be from the area.
Either a Racine or Kenosha.
Yep. Well, actually, pretty much our Pleasant Prairie. That's horrible. I guess we should have wrote that down. I've got it somewhere.
He was in already. He came in the store and he picked up his winning his first album, which was the Chuck Berry.
That's right.
Record. And
I think that
nice
was last
guy.
Friday. Yeah, wasn't
last
it?
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
He was thrilled with that record. So now he's got to come in and buy some more. So, yeah.
You got a record player, Steve. You might as well get some more vinyl there. He might have a whole bunch in the basement right now as we speak. And then Rich.
Yes.
We're doing this again.
We're doing this again for the next 4 weeks. So what you want to do, you want to keep it right here with On the Job with Cindy Huber. Listen between 9 and 2. Cindy will tell you exactly what the artist's record is going to be each day, Monday through Friday. And when you be the fifth caller, 262-634-WRJN, get a chance to win that artist album. And then in 4 weeks, 4 weeks from today, as a matter of fact, we'll be drawing our second record player winner.
All righty. Thank you so much, Rich. But Ray, thank you so much for coming in and making this contest possible. That is Ray, everybody. Time and again, memories and more, and music and more.
Music and more.
Music, but when I think of music, I think of memories. Yeah, memories, music, all that stuff. And again, where are you located?
We are at 9602 Durand Avenue. That's out in Sturtevant. Best way to find us is basically as you're driving out that way is to see the Antique School Mall, and we're the next block right after.
Terrific.
She loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Won't need bright lights, no, no, we won't.
making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine, taking the land.
You wanted more music and local news, and we said, okay, that sounds easy. We'll do it. All right. Didn't have to yank our chain too much or pull our leg or so. But you can pull our leg, but do not pull our finger. Okay? Just, yeah. So anyway, our winner this month for a real live, brand new spanking record player, Steve Hansen. He is the winner this month. And even better news, next month, we're going to have a chance to win all over again. Thanks to Ray from Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, right down by the Antique Mall here with WRJN.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba, se necesita una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia, pa' mi patilla, arriba y arriba, y arriba y arriba, por mi cerebro, mi cerebro. Yo no soy marinero.
Hits, WRJN, Paul McCartney and Wings. Yeah, it's been a long time since I played this one. I hope you don't mind. It's a really great song. Okay, I'll shut up now, I promise.
Forever, never
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. And in the studio with me is Rich LoCascio. And, of course, congratulations, Steve Hansen. Steve, if you're listening, I'm going to call you in just a few minutes to tell you how to get your hands on that record player. Going to make it real easy for you.
Indeed.
Yeah, it'll be this. You can pick it up starting Monday at our studio because we're going to have a receptionist that will be able to open the door.
New receptionist. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to call me and wait for me to get to the door let you in. Yeah, exactly. Let you in. Here's your record player. Yay. You know, that sort of thing. So anyway, Rich LoCascio, something else going on you got big news for?
Yeah, Lee's Deli, man. Lee's Deli's got a lot of great stuff going on, I tell you. They're a part of the Big Deals program, and I met with Nate this morning. I grabbed my Friday fish sandwich, so that's always a good
thing.
Wait
a moment. You were already there?
I was already there, yeah.
And you didn't say anything to me because...
It was,
well, it's
going to
be uncomfortable now.
Yeah, I dropped the ball on that one. I apologize, Cindy. But what I can tell you, I'm sorry. But what I can tell you as far as Lee's Deli is concerned, you can pick up Lee's Deli signature sandwiches and chef salads. They're made fresh daily, not just at Lee's Deli, but also at Elite Mini Mart at 2703 Washington Avenue.
Really?
And also at Twins Mini Mart, 1812 16th Street, right here in Racine. So they're made fresh daily. The signature subs, the chef salads from Lee's Deli, they're serving the community. They're doing a lot of great things. They're going to be at that event downtown on Sunday. So a lot of great things happening. Lee's Deli, they just won the Best of Racine again in 2024. So
they're delicious.
They are a great partner here of ours here at WRJN. So we are encouraged. We are thrilled that they are continuing to serve the community, and next time you go over there, tell them that WRJN sent you.
Yeah, exactly, because odds are we did. I'm looking at you, Rich.
Well, the meatball sub on Thursday is always a good choice.
Well, and the ham and cheese.
The ham and cheese on Tuesday, the Reuben on Wednesday.
And I had a gift certificate, All right. Thanks a lot, Rich.
You're welcome.
Who's your buddy? I know who your friends are. Yeah. All right. We join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. The driver that crashed into a Racine home was injured, but he is expected to be okay. You've likely seen the video by now of that home fully engulfed near 16th and Memorial. Luckily, that home was vacant and no one was inside. Police say a 31-year-old man was behind the wheel, possibly speeding. He hit a pole and then the house. Investigators are still looking into the situation. A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where second gentleman Doug Emhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Emhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Right.
The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
Emhoff had Maryland Governor Wes Moore along for the ride, along with Tony West, the VP's brother-in-law. Looking ahead, Pete Buttigieg looks for votes this weekend in the Fox Valley. J.D. Vance rallies in Racine Monday. Former President Trump returns to Titletown next Wednesday for a rally. And Kenosha is where a student nutrition effort kicks off today. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley will unveil a $300 million budget proposal focused on student nutrition. The initiative comes in response to a survey which showed that 25% of Wisconsin high school students experienced hunger due to a lack of food at home. A statement says the announcement will mark a significant step towards ensuring all Wisconsin students have access to healthy meals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall.
It's time to party. Are you ready?
Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
WRJN weather.
Sunny and seasonal alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend into the upper 50s today and mid 50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid 60s Monday, and mid 70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
And on this song, literally, someone spoke and I listened. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN with one of the greatest singers ever.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
No good to find. Walking
Local news and timeless is WRJN. And with me, my friend, my old soul, and the guy that went over to Lee's Deli without me. Thanks a lot, Rich.
You're going
to
keep bringing that up.
Until next Tuesday. Okay. You betcha, buddy.
I guess that's only fair, yeah.
But one of the things I love about Rich, amongst many things, kind, generous person who runs Lee's Deli for me. Oh, wait, yeah. But,
Just not today.
But today, I've been trying to figure out this group forever. You know how you heard something in the 60s or the early 70s and it was a hit and you took it for granted and then it disappeared, never to be heard again. And you just figured out one that's been driving me nuts for 2 weeks trying to, because, you know, all of a sudden the song popped in my brain. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I couldn't remember. All I knew was that they were from Spain. Mm-hmm. They were a group and they had a hit. And Rich,
in the 70s.
What did you find?
Well, I'm probably butchering this pronunciation, but Mocadades, the song Eres Tú.
Wow, you said that way better than me. Can I have you every time I play the song? Now I'm going to have you. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. It's my show. I think people that listen to the show are already used to words being butchered. You know, so
it's fine.
Yeah, they it's the Padres. LA Dodgers?
Yeah, it's the Dodgers and the Yankees starting the World Series out tonight. So
Fernando Mania, God rest his soul.
I heard about that a few days ago. So I mean, that was before my time. That was the World Series back in '81 with Fernando Valenzuela.
Right, and he played, and now the Yankees then did not go to the World Series. The Dodgers did in 81.
No, they both were playing each other in the World Series. The Dodgers won the World Series back in 1981, and Fernando Valenzuela pitched game 3 of that World Series.
Okay, and that was actually 81. That was like 2 days ago that anniversary of that.
Mm.
They announced on the day he died that was the anniversary of that.
Yeah.
That pitching. So, wow. All of the greats are dying.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Fernando Mena. And so now.
We lost Willie Mays earlier this year.
I know it. That was a shock. And also, one of the big deals this year is in Japan, where they are all about the LA Dodgers. They're going to be cheering the Dodgers.
Well, you have Shohei Ohtani. You have Yamamoto.
Yeah, that's who they're cheering.
Yamamoto is also on the Dodgers as well. So it's a big deal. Like, the Dodgers have always been used to having great Japanese pitching.
And then you have
Ohtani, who plays as a pitcher and as a batter, and he did a phenomenal job this year with the Dodgers. So,
absolutely.
You have the two biggest hitters in baseball facing each other in the World Series this year. What more could you ask for?
I know it. And then now Ohtani's from Sendai-shi, where my daughter lives, and she said they're crazy about him and about baseball this year. And now everybody in Japan loves the LA Dodgers.
Yeah. Baseball in Japan is like a religion.
So they take it very, very seriously.
A very, very passionate fan base for all of the NPB baseball that happens in Japan.
Wow.
So and then a lot of these stars from Japan make their way over to the United States for Major League Baseball, and they have great careers over here as well.
Wow. And then the crazy thing about that is in Sendai-shi, when we're watching the game tonight at 7, it's going to be 9 a.m. in Sendai-shi, and all the stores have televisions or will get televisions, and they'll be airing the game from tonight, which is at the same time it's morning there.
Yes.
So it's a 7 p.m. here, it's 9 a.m. there, and they're going to be all airing the same game.
That's why they call it the World Series.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you so much, Rich. And that song that Rich said, the group is?
Mocadades.
Yeah, and the song is?
Eres Tú.
We're going to have it right out of this break right here on WRJN.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Como una promesa eres tú, como una mañana de verano. Como una sonrisa eres tú, eres tú. Así, así eres tú. Toda mi esperanza.